Pastimes at Pavan Sarovara. One day, Krishna, while running past the kitchen, smelled the aroma of his favorite samosas cooking. He approached his mother, Yashoda, and saw that she had prepared many delicious kachoris, fried flatbreads, and samosas. "Mother, give me samosas," Krishna requested. Mother Yashoda looked affectionately at her son and said, "My dear Krishna, I cannot give you these samosas. Your daddy is going on pilgrimage today, and I am preparing prasad for his journey." "Where is daddy going?" Krishna wondered. "He is going to Prayag, my dear son. That is very far from here," replied Mother Yashoda. Then Krishna ran to Nanda Maharaj. "Daddy, are you leaving?"
"Yes, son," replied Nanda. "I am going to Prayag."
"Why?" Krishna asked.
"Well, son," said Nanda, "Prayag is a sacred place where the rivers Ganga, Yamuna, and Saraswati all come together. I am going there to bathe and bring benefit to our entire family."
Krishna did not want Nanda Maharaj to go, and he really didn't want his father to take all the samosas away with him. Krishna said,
"Listen, Papa, today is a very bad day for traveling, but tomorrow will be a good day, Akshaya Tritiya. You have to wait till tomorrow." Looking at his little son and listening to his request, Nanda Maharaj decided to go to Prayag the next day. However, Mother Yashoda never gave Krishna the samosas, leaving them instead for the next day's journey. The next morning, Nanda Maharaj went to bathe. He usually washed himself in the lake they had dug near Nandagram. And now, as he approached this lake, he saw something very unusual. On the opposite bank of the lake stood a man with an extraordinary radiance. With deep reverence, the man took a bath in this lake and then dusted himself with the dust of the earth of Vrindavan. He did so again and again and took great delight in it. Nanda Maharaj became curious. Approaching this shining man, he asked, "Who are you?" The man replied, "I am Prayag." Nanda said, "Prayag? I have never seen you here." Remembering the cowherd men, Nanda Maharaj confessed that he could not remember anyone by that name. The strange man said, "I am not a human being. I am the king of the holy rivers and all holy places where pilgrims go to wash away their sins."
"The king of all holy places?" Nanda Maharaj did not believe what he was hearing.
"Why have you come here?"
"Because here is the holiest place on earth. I have come here on the day of Akshaya Tritiya to take a bath in the sacred waters of this lake, to cover myself with the dust of Vrindavan, and again become pure." Then Nanda Maharaj suddenly saw some beautiful girls who looked like goddesses.
"Who are you?" said Nanda, folding his palms.
"I am Ganga," replied one girl. "And I am the river Saraswati," replied another. Thereupon, each girl gave their name. They all turned out to be sacred rivers.
"How did you end up here?" Nanda Maharaj inquired.
"We have come to this sacred place to become pure. All year long, people wash themselves in our waters. But on such a special day of Akshaya Tritiya, we too want to take a bath in the purest, holiest lake on earth." Hearing all this, Nanda Maharaj was amazed.
He took a dip in the water and walked back to Nandagram. Seeing his dear father, Krishna quickly ran towards him. "Daddy, Daddy, are you leaving already?"
"No, son," replied Nanda Maharaj. "I am not going to Prayag."
"But why not?" Krishna wondered.
Nanda said, "I have changed my mind. It turns out that all the sacred places are already here. Today I saw in our lake Prayag itself and all the other sacred rivers in which I wanted to perform ablution. They themselves have come here to cleanse themselves of their sins and become pure again. Therefore, there is no reason for me to go so far and to be separated from you, my dear Krishna. Since they have all come here, it means that the lake in which we wash ourselves every day is the most sacred and pure lake in the universe." Listening to his papa, Krishna brightened up. "Papa, papa, then give me a samosa." And Nanda Maharaj gladly gave him all the samosas that had been prepared for the journey. Krishna was happy. Nanda Maharaj was also happy. And Mother Yashoda was very happy too. Such is wonderful Krishna, who can make everyone who is dear to him very happy.